I'm just going to move chapter 4 to one side. It's part of the same vision. Right. Now, there is a second song here, a new song. And it also begins the same way the song in chapter 4 did. And just as a by the way, remember that the chapters are artificial. They're not part of the original writing of the Bible. They were put in to help us to find our way around. Worthy. Worthy, the Creator. The vision changes a bit. The focus changes. There's still the throne. And he that was sitting upon it. The four living creatures are there. I'm just going to highlight them with some coloured dots. And there were the 24 elders. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They're just represented there. It's not clear exactly who they represent, what the symbols are, but I suspect it's the Old Testament church, the 12 tribes, the 12 sons of Jacob, and the New Testament church represented by the 12 apostles. But while John's looking, he sees something new, a scroll in the hand of him on the throne. Now, these days, we'd probably, if he was with us now and he was having this vision, it would possibly be a password-protected memory card or even somewhere on the internet encrypted. But it was sealed with multiple seals, completely secure, and no one could open it. But no one could open this scroll book to reveal what was to come. And John, when he realises that, is crying. He cries his eyes out, as we would say, because he wants to know. He wants to see, and it's sealed up. But then one comes and says, "Don't cry. Don't cry. There is one, the Lion of Judah. The descendant of Judah has triumphed. The root of David." And John looks, but when he looks, there's no lion there. What he sees is something much more humble. He sees a lamb that appears to have been slain. A lamb. This is the new song. The old song justly and rightly says, "Worthy is the Creator." But this new song changes. He sees the Lamb. And as he sees the Lamb and watches, the elders and the four living creatures cry out in praise to him. Let's look at those words in chapter 5. "You are worthy because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and have made them to be a kingdom of priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." So the four living creatures and the elders all cry out with this new song, "Worthy praise to the Lamb." Not to the lion. He is the lion lamb. He is the king. But he comes as a lamb to open the scroll. But then, as John looks, something else happens. And I'm just going to put dots because there's no way I can represent all of what happens next. Because what he sees is he sees all. the angels of God. Multitudes, myriads is one of the original words, which is numberless, all surrounding the throne and surrounding the four living creatures and the 24 elders, all crying out. And what they say is, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." They repeat it, "to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise." Now they get it. Peter, in his first letter, says, "There are things which the angels desire to look into." Now they see. Now they get it. And now they sing out, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is he." We don't know what the angels were thinking before that. It was hidden from them. But now they sing. All the angels sing. The spotlight was originally on the throne and then the four living creatures and the 24 elders. Now on the Lamb. And now the lights of the theatre come up, as it were. The auditorium that's vast. And we see this choir of angels without number all crying out, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." But there's more, might the advertisements say. I'll fill in the "alls" because there's a couple more "alls" to come. The first "all" nations. This actually comes in chapter 7, which we haven't read, but there a great multitude of people from all nations is there. And John is asked, "Who are these? Who are these people dressed in white with palm branches, symbols of their allegiance to God and of God's allegiance to them?" People of all nations, they cry out, because that's what the elders and the four living creatures said. If you look back there, people from every tribe and language, nation and tongue. So they're all there praising God as well. But then, following on from that, there's even more, because all things come and praise the Saviour, praise the Lamb. Now, what does all things include? If we look back to that Psalm 148, we see lots of things it includes. All mountains and hills, the sun and the moon, stormy winds that do his bidding, earth and sky, the great sea creatures, the trees, everything, living things and things that are not living, even earth and sky and sea, praise the name of the Saviour. Everything joins in that anthem of praise to the Lamb. The Christian faith handed down in the Bible is unusual. You know, a Lamb, the humblest and meekest and quietest of creatures, is the centre. And now all creation, all nations are crying out, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain."